So the church that I've started is called 6-8, which comes from the Bible verse Micah 6-8, which says, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" It is my wife's favorite Bible verse. I was baptized in 1978 as a baby at the Broadway United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And even though when I was growing up, our parents definitely had to drag us to church every Sunday, I do have memories of really liking it. Like when I think back to my memories, I really liked it. In particular, I enjoyed being an acolyte. You'd put on this special robe, and then you'd carry the light in, and you'd light all the candles. And then at the end of the service, I got to carry the light of Christ back out into the world. And then what I was learning at church was that God loved me, that God was someone that I could talk to, and that God wanted to know if there were things that were bothering me, or if there were things that I was really grateful for and that I really appreciated. So when I was 13, we had moved to Minnesota, and at my new church, we went on a mission trip to Heart Butte, Montana. Which is, and we spent about a week hammering together trusses and building an addition onto a community center on a Blackfoot Indian reservation. And at the end of the week, I remember during the week really feeling cared for and part of the community of that church there. And at the end of the week, we had a closing worship and a sweetgrass blessing ceremony. And we were singing, "Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace." And I walked forward and I received that blessing and I committed my life to God, come what may. So a few years later, I was on a different mission trip in rural Minnesota, and we were working on doing repairs to people's houses out in rural Minnesota. And I'd been talking to the pastor who was running this, and he asking him different questions about what does it mean to be a Christian, because I felt very new at it. It had been maybe 3 years of this sort of serious commitment. And the topic of homosexuality comes up. And I think it was partly because I've been having some conversations in class at school and about this, about, you know, and I remember raising my hand at one point and being like, "Well, I didn't choose to be straight," which, anyway, that's later in the story. And thinking, well, you know, this is not something that's chosen. This is how a person is born. So kind of feeling on the one hand like that, but then wanting to know sort of what's the Christian perspective. And the pastor was like, "Well, it's like alcoholism or a birth defect, that it's not something that you choose, but also not something that is to be encouraged or celebrated." So the next year, I'm a freshman in college at the University of Delaware. This is 1995, and I've gotten involved in the campus ministry there. And our campus pastor is named Laura Lee. She is about 5'4" and blonde, and I think in her early 50s at the time. I feel like spitfire is almost the word that I want for Laura Lee, but we'll just say that she knows how to lay down the law, all right? And we are having this retreat is about sexuality and spirituality, and about how spirituality and sexuality in some ways are kissing cousins. That's a bad pun. But they're interrelated. You know that. All right. Okay, just take a minute. Are we done? Are we done? So that spirituality and sexuality have a similar energy to them. We'll just put it that way. And so in the retreat, the question comes up about homosexuality again. And I say, well, because I figure everybody knows this, they just need to be reminded. I say, well, the Bible says it's wrong. And Laura Lee is like, well, but what about all the Bible verses that are about love? And what about all the Bible verses that are about not judging other people? I was like, oh, I think it hadn't occurred to me. I was just like, huh. I think it hadn't occurred to me that two ordained people would have different opinions on an issue. I don't know, but it caught me off guard. I didn't really say anything else at the retreat. But I left thinking, well, maybe this is something that could be okay. And a couple months later, my friend Aaron came out to me, and I was just listening to him. And I was thinking, you know, the way he talks about guys is the way that I talk about guys. And so maybe this isn't something that is so foreign or strange, but is something that God could be blessing, something that God could be doing. So we'll fast forward about a year. I'm a sophomore in college, and I have an important personal revelation about myself. And I bet you can guess what it was. I think I was confused. I remember I had some inklings in high school. I was like, oh, that girl's really pretty. But I think, oh, but I'm attracted to guys. Turns out there is a third option. Anyway, so there's, oh, that's my 5 minutes. So I was nervous at that point about coming out to other people and about what that would mean, about what people would think about me and how they would interact with me. But I wasn't really nervous about my relationship with God. I felt like this was something that God already knew about me, and this is something that God had created in me and loved in me. And so for me, my faith was something that came beforehand, and my sexuality came second, but as something that was loved and blessed. And in fact, Laura Lee was one of the first people that I came out to, actually. So it's been about, oh no, it's, I was going to say 10 years. It's been more than 10 years. I've been married for 10 years to my wife, and we have a daughter who's 2 now. And we started a church about a year ago, and every Sunday at the end of the service, I get to bless the people who are there. And I get to send them back out into the world, and I send them out, and I say, go in peace to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Thanks be to God. Amen.